Good day, everyone. Welcome to a special audio feature on BullMarketRun.com. I'm John Hallstein. With me here today, I'm very pleased to introduce, for the very first time on BMR, Mr. Martin Rivard, President and CEO of Richmont Mines, RIC, on the TSX. Just recently added, by the way, to the S&P TSX Small Cap Index. And Martin, great to have you on BMR here today. And let me congratulate you first on the great success your company is enjoying both on the ground and in the market. Richmont has been a very hot stock this year, one of the top performers on the TSX, so congratulations on that, and you have to be pretty excited right now.
Good morning, John. Good to see you again. We're quite happy with the recent developments. Share performance was good as well, so we're happy with what's going on at this time.
First off, let's start with a brief history of Richmont. Your dad, who unfortunately passed away a couple of years ago, Jean Guy, started this company back in the 1980s. But give us a brief summary of the history of Richmont Mines.
Well, basically, my father wanted to start a mining company. He didn't want to be at the mercy of financial markets and exploration all his life. So he wanted to build a mining company producing gold and developing mines, developing a mining team that would be able to develop projects and bring them to production and sustain production on the long term. So, after all these years, the company has produced gold from 6 underground gold mines in Canada, produced more than 1.2 million ounces, and we basically have 500 employees today. So
things have really developed, especially in recent years. I think the company has become quite more aggressive as well in its approach. And when did you take over as president and CEO?
I became president and CEO in October 2005. We've assembled a pretty good mining team around to support our operations and get more presence on the financial markets as well.
So what would you say, Martin, is the most important lesson you learned from your dad?
Well, most of the time you learn more about the business when things are not going too well. So, when you're dealing with $1,800 gold and increasing production, that's always nice. It's, market is responding well. But, the learning curve in this business, it's not an easy business. We need to work hard on the assets, making sure we get the right people at the right place. And it's always a challenge. There's always something to improve on the operation. So, the lesson is that there are no small details that we can let go. We need to focus on every details and make sure our operations run smoothly, and then the rest will take care of itself.
And where do you see this company in 5 years, Martin? Where do you want Richmont to be 5 years from now?
Well, we stated a quite aggressive plan to grow our production. We want to produce in excess of 200,000 ounces. For most of the last 20 years, Richmont has produced less than 100,000 ounces, and there's basically no recognition on the financial market. So our focus is really to increase our production. We have a key project coming on, which is called Wasamac, where the best reward we can give to shareholders is really to get assets within the company and grow with the organic growth. So for us, a project like this has the potential to bring us to 200,000 ounces per year plus. And at the same time, we're looking for potential acquisitions. Our balance sheet is in great shape. We only have 31 million shares outstanding. We definitely have a lot of options to look at and to grow our company. So I'm quite confident that within 5 years we'll reach our goal and look at other goals and by this time.
Let's talk about the financials for a moment. You are flush with cash right now, nearly $50 million. That's in a good That puts you in a very good position, obviously. Your earnings so far this year through the first 6 months, 44 cents per share, nearly $14 million, about $3 million of that from a property sale, but you're doing extremely well. Of course, the rising gold price has definitely helped your situation, and obviously this third quarter is probably going to be very strong as well, with gold having hit over $1,900 an ounce. So you have to be very pleased with the strength of your balance sheet right now and looking ahead over the next period of time.
Of course, you know, we're quite pleased to have no hedging in place, so we are benefiting from the rapidly increasing price of gold. So we had a very good first 6 months. The operation side, we're running against the current of the industry, because our costs are lower than last year, and we're also we reaffirm guidance for our production for 2011. So we're looking forward for the back end of 2011, and hopefully that's going to continue in 2012 with higher gold prices and increased production next year as well.
You brought up a good point about lower costs, and this is obviously very important. You have to look at not only, you know, growing your revenues as a business, but keeping your costs under control and reducing those costs. What challenges do you see there in terms of your cost structure right now, and tell us some of the things that have occurred here to lower some of your costs?
Well, you know, obviously, it's a real challenge to keep the cost down. We have operations like Beaufort that produces about 25,000 ounces of gold per year, so it's a small operation. There's not a lot of synergies to it, so we're looking forward with Franca coming on stream. We are, you know, using our Camflo mill. The plan here is to treat the ore from Franca at Camflo, so that's going to reduce our milling costs for Beaufort, which currently is the only customer at Camflo. That's going to help reduce our costs, but it's, you know, what happened so far this year, we had very good grades at Beaufort. Island Gold also saw some improved grades compared to last year, so that really was a key driver on maintaining and even reducing our cash costs. This is a daily concern. We need to keep on the focus. Obviously, grades like 9 grams per ton, that's not our plans to have this on a consistent basis at Beaufort, but at the same time, there are some zones that are being developed that are very good grades, and we're trying to make sure we have decent grades moving forward.
How much is oil a part of your cost structure?
Well, it's always an important component, mostly at Island Gold, where we have larger equipments. We have a ramp access, we have 30 ton trucks and all that. Beaufort, it's a little bit, it's a lesser extent because it's a more conventional mine. Franca as well, there's going to be a combination of conventional mining and mobile equipment, but an operation like Island Gold is currently where we see more pressure on the oil costs.
So a declining crude oil price obviously is of benefit to you guys.
Yes, absolutely.
And your projections as far as the oil price were concerned this year, I think were, you know, like over $100 a barrel, correct?
Well, yeah, we were using spot prices as of the last year, so at this point, we see lower oil prices, but at the same time, we need to consider that other aspects of our business, mainly the workforce, the labor issues. It's a very tight labor situation right now, so we do see all over the industry some cost pressure on the labor.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about the Island Gold Mine here for a moment, then we'll talk about Beaufort. The Island Gold Mine, of course, in Ontario. You've had good production out of there this year. You had some weather-related issues in the last quarter that took down your production slightly, but are you happy with how things are progressing at the Island Gold Mine right now?
Yeah, absolutely. This year, our target at Island Gold was 45 to 50,000 ounces. We had 25,000 ounces at the end of 6 months, a little bit of a setback in Q2 for weather-related issues, but the main thing is that there's still some work to be done at the mill to improve our effectiveness and our mill availability, but overall, the operation is performing well. We have some quite a bit of better stopes in the mining plan this year, so we're happy with grade reconciliation and all that. At the same time, we're drilling quite actively at depth, so this is one of our this year's more key focus to look at exploration at depth. The zones are open. We only have access the first 400 meters of the deposit, so we're quite excited to drill this deposit, and by year end we should have some results on our ongoing exploration program.
How much have you been drilling at the Island Gold Mine?
Well, so far this year we've increased our budget. Our current plans are with at least 35,000 meters of drilling, so that's going to be an active year for us to get all this drilling done.
Prior to the drilling, what was the estimated remaining mine life for the Island Gold Mine?
Well, based on only proven and probable reserves, we have 3 to 4 years of reserves. There's still potential, a lot of resources within 400 meters from the surface. That's going to be more evaluated this year as we do some development in our Goudreau zone, which has quite a bit of potential. So we're looking forward to starting some development in this area, which so far has been positive. And, you know, these resources represent another 4 or 5 years of possible production. So this is why, at the same time, we're looking at depth to see real-term, long-term potential to extend the mine life at Island Gold.
Switching to Beaufort now, in the area near Val-d'Or, you got some excellent production from the Beaufort mine during the second quarter of this year. And what sort of a mine life are you looking at there? You're obviously doing some exploration work at Beaufort as well right now. How long can this situation keep going for you?
Well, hopefully the Beaufort mine will continue with its 2-3 years reserve base. We've been having 2-3 years of reserves for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
And, I've never been as excited with all the potential at Beaufort. There's new projects. There's new surface mineralization we're working on. Our plans are to get a ramp into the near surface zones at Beaufort. There's still a lot of ounces in the resources category below the current infrastructure of the mine. At $1,800 gold, we need to put that back on the drawing board and look at potential ways to access these ore zones at depth. You know, this property has yielded over 1 million ounces of gold since early 1930s. We never saw gold prices at these levels, so for us it's a real key. It's a large property. There's a lot of potential for more exploration and more drilling success, so Beaufort remains a key asset for us, and we're committed to put the work in place and make sure we look at it as a potential long-term mine life.
So it's like the ever-ready battery. It just keeps on going, right?
Yes, exactly.
How much drilling are you doing in that area this year?
We're doing about 40,000 meters of drilling. So there's surface drilling, and that's a pretty exciting project for us, all the targets we have. So, you know, we're looking forward to get these near surface zones ready to go, and hopefully we'll be in a position to have access to this production by the end of 2012.
I just recently spent some time at Adventure Gold's property adjacent to Beaufort, the Pascalis property, and they're getting some very good results from there. Have you been watching that? Have you been keeping an eye on the progress of their Pascalis property? Because it seems to me, and I know you're looking for projects in the area that you may be able to add, you know, to your production profile, I would think you'd kind of have to be watching this one pretty closely.
Well, you know, I don't have any specific comments on other companies' exploration. What I could say is that the recent results from Adventure Gold just confirms that the regional potential around Beaufort, where we have a very large land package, and, you know, our focus has always been near the infrastructure of the mine. We have a shaft going down to 2,000 feet. This is a key infrastructure for us, so most of our exploration so far has been around the area of the shaft. So, but at the same time, if you look at what's going on the exploration around this around the Beaufort property, it just speaks highly of the potential Richemont has on his own property. So this is why we're expanding our drilling efforts and looking at different targets on the property outside the immediate mine area.
That's part one of my discussion with Martin Rivard, president and CEO of Richemont Mines RIC on the TSX, also trades on the AMEX under the symbol RIC for our American friends. And I've got much more with Martin in the coming days here at bullmarketrun.com as our Northwest Quebec tour continues. And of course, we're going to talk at length about the Wasamac property, the growing Wasamac deposit, 15 kilometers west of Rouyn-Noranda. A very exciting exploration situation out there is unfolding, and we're going to be talking at length with Martin about Wasamac and the opportunities actually in that entire area. So stay tuned for that. You're listening to bullmarketrun.com, where we do bring you home run opportunities in the gold sector.